Sweet Moments, Bonnie D. Parkin, Relief Society General President.
How thankful we are for our living prophet, President David, President Gordon B. Hinckley. We love him also. For his words, God bless this Relief Society of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Every sister in this church belongs to Relief Society. Every one of us can feel that love that is so plentiful in this divinely instituted organization. My heart is tender for you sisters who have been seriously impacted by recent natural disasters. I rejoice at the accounts of righteous women serving and being served. Through service, both the servant and the server experience the love of the Lord. At this time of trial, I pray that you will feel his love and also my love and the love of your many Relief Society sisters. The prophet Joseph Smith set the course of Relief Society when he said to the sisters in 1842, "It is natural for females to have feelings of charity. You are now placed in a situation where you can act according to those sympathies which God has planted in your bosoms. If you will live up to these privileges, how great and glorious." The sisters of the early Relief Society were stirred to action by the prophet Joseph Smith. Today, we too have opportunities to serve as instruments in the hands of God to bring about this great work. What does it mean to be an instrument in everyday terms? I think it means to nurture others. Joseph Smith called it acting according to those sympathies that are in our own hearts. I have had many sweet moments when I have felt the Lord using me as an instrument. I believe that you too have been guided and helped as you teach, comfort, and encourage. Yet as women, we're pretty hard on ourselves. Believe me when I say, each of us is much better than we think. We need to recognize and celebrate what we're doing right. Much of what we do seems so small and insignificant, just a part of daily living. But when we are called to give an account to Jehovah, the prophet Joseph Smith counseled, I know that we will have much to share. Let me give you an example. Recently, I asked Elder William W. Parmley about his memories of his mother, Laverne Parmley, who served as the primary general president for 23 years. He didn't refer to her talks at conference or the many programs she implemented. He spoke of one of his sweetest moments when he was 17 and preparing to go away to college. He remembered sitting with his mother as she taught him how to sew on a button. With children of all ages, small and simple acts have lasting impact. Not all of us have children to teach the basics of sewing. The early sisters were a diverse group, just like us. Some were married, some were single, some were widowed, but they were united in purpose. As I've been with many of you in many lands, I have felt your love. Sisters, I love you. And I know the Lord loves you too. Now many of you are single, you're students, you're working, you're new to Relief Society. Some of you have been longtime members. Please believe me when I say, each of you is valued, needed. Each of you bring love, energy, perspective, and testimony to the work. Your efforts to live close to the Spirit blesses all of us. Because you have learned to rely on the Spirit for strength and for direction. One evening, a sister, Cynthia, felt prompted to go see a woman that she visit taught. The sister wasn't home. But as Cynthia walked home, she noticed a nurse outside the hospital with two children, both serious burn victims. When Cynthia heard the nurse call the little girl's name, a flash of recognition crossed her mind. She knew she had known these two children as a missionary in Bolivia 4 years before. Becoming reacquainted on the lawn of the hospital, it was obvious that the children were healing physically. But without any family support, they were suffering emotionally. Cynthia began visiting the children and nurturing them. Heeding the prompting of the Spirit, Cynthia became God's instrument for blessing two homesick children. Was that effort because she was single? No. It was because she was attentive to the Spirit and had yielded her heart to God. If we are in tune with the Spirit, if we are seeking the Lord and His guidance, if our direction is to return to our Father in heaven, the sweet moments will come, and we will treasure them, for we have become instruments in the hands of God. Sometimes our life takes unexpected turns, and we have to move from plan A to plan B. One single sister wrote, "I don't think I ever felt true happiness in my adult life until I came to the conclusion that my worth as a person and as a daughter of my Heavenly Father had nothing to do with my marital status. At that point, I began to focus on my personal and spiritual growth, not on whether I was ever going to marry." See how much we learn and grow when we share with one another our witness that the Lord lives and loves us. As I've said before, if I could have one thing happen for each of you, it would be that you feel the Lord's love in your life daily. Sometimes that comes in unexpected ways. Kristen was finishing a graduate program and had recently given birth to her second child. She felt the other graduate had accomplished so much more and was reluctant to attend the graduation dinner. Her fears were confirmed when at the dinner, the students were asked to list their professional accomplishments. Kristen recalled, "I suddenly felt embarrassed and ashamed. I had nothing to call myself, no lofty position, no impressive job title." To make matters worse, the professor read the list as he presented the diploma to each student. The woman ahead of Kristen had many accomplishments. She had a PhD, she was receiving a second master's degree, and she'd even been the mayor. The woman received grand applause. Then it was Kristen's turn. She handed the professor her blank sheet, trying to hold back the tears. The professor had been one of her teachers and had praised her performance. He looked at her blank paper. Without missing a beat, he announced, "Kristen holds the most critical role in all of society." He was quiet for a few seconds and then declared in a powerful voice, "She is the mother of her children." Instead of a few courteous claps, people rose to their feet. There was just one standing ovation that night. It was for the young mother in the room. Mothers, you are instruments in God's hands with a divine responsibility to teach, to nurture your children. Little ones so need your kind and loving hand. As you put them first, He will direct you how best to serve them. All of you with older children are needed in your homes. Yes, there are frustrations, but there's also lots of joys. Look for them. Having raised four industrious sons, I've learned a thing or two about being an instrument. Enjoy the energy of those years. Make your home a safe, happy, relaxed place where children and their friends are welcome. Listen, love, and share your stories of your childhood and your teenage years with your children. Have expectations for your children. We had a curfew and told our sons that the Holy Ghost goes to bed at midnight. When they didn't come home a few times, the Holy Ghost told me to go out and find them. That surprised a few of their dates. We laugh about that now, but I must admit, laughter comes easier as they have grown older. Be there for your children. Sit on the bed and enjoy the late night talks. Try to stay awake. Pray for the Lord to inspire you. Forgive often. Choose your battles. Testify frequently of Jesus Christ and His goodness of the restoration. And most of all, let them know of your trust in the Lord. If your children are gone and grown, if you're single, divorced, or widowed, don't let your circumstance dictate your willingness to share your life experiences. Your voice is needed. In Relief Society Sunday lesson in my ward, we were discussing what makes a good marriage. One sister, Lisa, said, "I probably shouldn't say anything because I'm divorced. But what keeps me going is my temple covenants." After the lesson, I asked some new Young Adult Relief Society sisters what in the lesson had connected to them. They said, "Oh, it was Lisa's comment that impacted us the most." Now, my dear older sisters, I see God's image in your noble countenance, how your wisdom, patience, and experience has touched so many lives. My amazing mother-in-law, Mary, in her 90s used to say, "People think because I'm old, I don't know anything." Let me tell you what she knew and what she did. While living in a senior residence, Mary asked the manager if she could use a room for church services. He told her no, because the center was non-denominational. She refused to accept his answer. With some of the senior sisters, Mary persisted until the company provided a room. Soon a branch was organized, and the members were meeting together each Sunday to partake of the sacrament and renew their covenants. Age is not a barrier to becoming an instrument in the hands of God. There are countless ways to be instruments in God's hands. For example, be the kind of visiting teacher you've always wanted. Ask a young single adult about what she likes to do rather than why she's not married. Share instead of accumulate. Carefully choose your dress, speech, and choice of entertainment. Smile at a husband or a child who knows they've caused frustration and heartache. Put your arm around a young mother or young woman. Teach in the nursery with a happy heart. Show by your attitude that you are finding joy in the journey. The prophet Joseph Smith said of such efforts, "If you live up to your privileges, the angels cannot be restrained from being your associates." I testify, we are engaged in the work of God. Thank you for your devotion to your families, to Relief Society, and to the church. Thank you for being instruments in the hands of God to bring about this great work. May you feel God's love in your lives, and may you share that love with others, is my prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.